Think you're hungry? Have a beer. You just might be thirsty instead. This is The Perfect Pour.
Hey, welcome to The Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. We're going to have some fun.
We're going to shoot some lasers.
Yeah. Pew, pew.
Pew.
Pew, pew. We're going to talk about beer, drink beer, all those beer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's in a bear.
Probably yell at a dog some point in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All these things are going to, it's going to be so much fun. 2 hours of just, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the backbone is craft beer. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And the beers we were tailgating with before we started super recording, like super serious recording.
Yeah, the real one.
Yeah. Remacoma. Drake's Brewing. East Bay, bro.
Yeah.
Featured on the hit HBO show Silicon Valley. Damn. And also featured on this show.
They're famous.
Their Remacoma IPA. Apparently, there's rumors that's a new... It's new. There's
it's new aroma coma.
Yeah, a little new setup, bro.
Well, the bottles are new, right? They were never in 12ers before?
I would say they were.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember seeing this.
This was like one of the... This aroma coma was one of those seasonal releases, I believe, where everyone get all excited about. Now it's like there. It's like you can just get it.
Get it. Have a get it.
Get all the time.
Regular beer status.
That was good stuff. We also had a golden ale from Tagaskoya.
Where?
The 99 golden ale.
Na-na-na. Are they 99 cents?
Have you gotten that question, Matt?
Where do they make these 99 cents?
I think they've been.
Yes.
Wow.
I think we've done 6.99 six packs before.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, yeah, all right. That's about there. That would...
Uh-huh.
Close.
If you buy six, they're 99 cents a piece.
Yep. Forget all the taxes. Don't worry about taxes.
That's right.
And then we also had that collab, a collab beer from King Harbor and Epic Brewing, the
Steep Faces IPA.
I've been enjoying the hell of it. There's a beer bench video on our YouTube channel.
Ooh,
about it.
Bench.
And I finally saved one.
Mm-hmm.
So the brothers here could drink it. So I really like that King. I really like that thing. Makes me like coffee IPAs.
Meh.
Ooh! Whoa! Man, coming out blazing.
Yep. Solid meh.
Right after the America's birthday, you're just like meh. Everything's meh.
Uh huh.
If there was nothing on the board that I wanted, I'd get that. Just be like, fuck it. I'd teach all the other beers a lesson. Be like, look,
teach them all a lesson.
Since you, none of you lived up to anything, this is what I'm drinking.
Yep.
Wow.
Situation beer.
Situational, huh? Oh, we got a lab. There is
a lab collection in
lab,
the corner.
A collision between Louis and Jovi. So sorry, we got distracted for a second. Now Louis is chewing on something. I have no idea what he's chewing on.
Tonight's the night of chewing on stuff.
Whatever. He'll endure it.
Yeah, he'll poop it out tomorrow.
All right.
May or may not be
damn
pleasant.
Damn studio labs. I can't keep them in the house. They have to stay in the studio.
Jovi's eyeballing you.
Ever wonders, like, why you keep the labs out there when they're always distracting? It's because we have to. We have no choice.
The household is not at rest.
No.
With them.
Nobody can rest. All right, so we're all set up. We got the setup. We've got it. The informational stuff. We're ready to power down.
I think we need some Uber Eats pizza delivered.
And I'm having crowler problems.
Happens.
Crowler problems?
You hear that? That
was take crowler. This pill.
That's crowler. Obvious crowler.
I'm going to invent a crowler opener.
Yes.
I love gold.
And now that you said it on the show, mm-hmm. that becomes property of the perfect
property
pour.
Property of the perfect
it's pour. It's all in the wrist.
That is not your
it's
invention.
All it's in the wrist. Invention.
It'll be a regular growler, and I'll Sharpie on crowler opener.
This was.
And I'm going to sell them for $12.95.
This was donated to the show by the Bearded Brewer. It's from Fieldwork Brewing. It is Hazy Train IPA.
Ah, is this why you're trying to sing?
All aboard!
Dun 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 dun.
I.
PA. Yes, that's exactly how it went.
There has to have been somebody else. Like, this must be one of those beer names that, like, there's six or seven breweries using it. Because Hazy Train, I mean, come on.
We will go to Untappd to find out.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is.
Let's see.
This is pretty clear.
I actually did not try this one.
Nope, excuse never me, mind.
Your Hazy Train's too clear.
I actually did not try this one. I was just like, oh, I need to get a crowler for Mikey and wow. go.
This looks name juicy. Alone. This looks juicy.
This, yeah, this looks more unfiltered than purposely hazed, right?
I could live with that.
This is very pineapple juice, not orange juice. Let's put it that way. It's a brighter yellow orange.
All right. Give me an over under. I'm going to give you an over under on how many Hazy Train names there are between different breweries.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give the over under to 2.5. So you got to pick. Do you think there's more than two or less, or two or less on Hazy Train?
I'm going to say more than two.
That's good, because I was going to say less.
We're not including home brewers. We're including legitimate breweries. You're going to say less. Okay.
Matt's at more. Nick's at less.
Winner would be Matt. There are,
dang.
Including Fieldwork, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 looks like legitimate breweries that have the name Hazy Train
mm-hmm.
for their IPA. Wow.
Fieldwork is kind of ruthless on their beer naming, just because if somebody were to come back to them and say, hey, that's my name, never make that beer again, they go, it's a one and done. Yeah, so
they're all one and done.
Cease and desist. They got already it. Did, bro.
I already beat you too, bro. Now what?
Yeah. Desisted before you could write it.
So it's good and bad, because that means they're just collecting names that they can reuse, and somebody be like, wasn't that a Mosaic blah blah blah, and they're like, nope, it's first time we've
ever heard of her.
Yep.
Mosaic, what's that? That's like a window art, right? That's like stained glass window, mosaic stained glass.
Yeah. Broken tile artwork.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all I know. This is good, man.
Very nice.
That's good. Even Nick is okay with it.
I'm okay with
becoming an infamous hazy hater. You're a haze hater, bro.
Haze hater.
You're confirming
Hashtag that, haze hater.
You're confirming that Fieldwork still can do no wrong?
Yep, because I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Do you think Fieldwork dumps beer? Like, do you think they just nail it every time? Or are they like, we're not going to release this beer. We messed up on this one. We're not releasing it, because I've yet to have one that's not good. And they produce so many different, like you said, every beer is freaking different.
Mm-hmm.
Or is the, if it doesn't come out the way they want it to, they just give it another name.
Oh, that's their trick.
And then go and remake the one they meant to make the first time.
That's their thing. They're not that good. They're just super inconsistent. So they're just like, well, let's just name it something different. Yeah. They've been trying to do the same IPA for 100 batches, and they cannot reproduce it. So they're just like, fuck it. Name it a new name.
Fuck it. Oh, this one's a stout. Gotcha.
How did we get a stout?
How did we get a stout?
It was an IPA.
Well, it's a fucking stout, John. What are we going to do?
You give it a different name. I don't know, man. Shit.
Who wrote chocolate malt on the
green bill? I didn't start working at beer to get yelled at, bro. Bro. Learn your craft, bro.
Learn your craft.
Do you even craft, bro?
That was, I assume, an actual conversation at Philbrook on a daily basis.
Fly on the wall.
Yep. Since they, I have been trolling them on my Fresnan account on Twitter.
Ooh.
But every once in a while, they'll post, you know, something in our, available in our Sacramento beer garden, blah, blah, blah. And I say, and I'll be like, soon available in our Fresno beer garden. And they'll just be like, no, bro. Like, damn it.
Wow. No, they give you an actual no?
No, one time they gave me like a, you never know. Huh? And the last time they just said, no, bro.
No, bro. Not going to Fresno now.
Not getting it.
We were, but...
So, I don't know. I may be responsible for them not coming to Fresno.
All right.
In my head, I'm thinking like, I'm helping.
Look thanks what I can do.
A fucking lot.
Yeah. So you can blame the Fresnan. Not me, the Fresnan.
That jerk.
Don't Ralph it.
I'm helping. All right. Good job, fieldwork.
Yeah.
Whether you're trying to do this or not. Trying to make this beer or not.
Yep.
Good job.
Can we start a Clovis account and do the same thing?
The Clovisian?
Clovinian.
No, I won't go. If Fieldwork opens up Tavern Clovis, I'm not going. I'm going to say, nah.
What if they open up a mac and cheese buffet in the Fieldwork tap room?
Ooh, I'll go to the mac and cheese buffet. I'll just like...
I'm just here for the food.
She's here for the buffet, bro.
Sir, can we get you something to drink? You got any water? Take a water, yeah, please. Water,
unhopped water.
Unhopped water.
Or can you not make that again? They're like, wow, this guy's really chilling this.
Wow. Like, you're like mid-scoop, like the ladle is full of mac and cheese, and you're just like looking down upon them.
I could just see Mikey.
You're not leaving. You're upset, but you're not leaving.
They can just see it. They're like, sir, please leave. And he's just like, why? I didn't do anything. They're all, you put your hand in the mac and cheese and you're trying to eat it like popcorn.
Oh, like this, very slow. This isn't like
hand scoops. Hand scooping mac and cheese.
This isn't like Indian food.
Picks everyone, one at a time.
Everyone gets the same thing at the table, Indian food style.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can just see him doing that. Nope, just, I'm cool. Don't mind me.
You got it. I washed already. Don't worry about it.
Well, let's get into some culture if we haven't already. The stuff has been going on around there. Right after we ended the show last week, the high end, the Budweiser chain of crafty breweries, for some reason put out a response video to the infamous Brewers Association independent beer logo. I don't know why they did this. It was like completely unnecessary, but they did a very douchey response to the indie beer logo, and everyone's been appropriately making fun of them on the internet all week. Nice. Worst beer blog is just, if you want to follow the indie beer movement,
yes,
in their internet humor
and or barley wine quotes.
Yeah, follow Worst Beer Blog because he's leading the way. And good beer hunting and AB InBev humor.
Or, barley wine memes, I should say.
A message to big beer, buy out, sell out beers. It's like, once you do it, just accept that you've done it and move on and do your buy out beer thing. That when they take swipes back at independent beer, it's like, that's when you're really pissing us beer geeks off. Like, just, you know, you sold out. That's fine. You know, we'll never know if I would do the same thing. Maybe you would do, maybe I would. I don't know. But the fact is you have millions of dollars now. You have all the resources of AB InBev. You can just go off and do, you're now in a different category. You're no longer in the craft beer scene. So just accept that. Your money, you get money, don't get to be in the craft beer scene. So once you do that, just shut up. Shut up and do your thing. And why do they have to
be happy with your shelf space?
Be happy with all with your tap handles and your shelf space and all the ingredients available to you. Just be happy with that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take swipes back at the scene that prop got you in the position to get bought out. So this is the thing that pisses us off, me off and beer geeks off, is just why they have to come back and like,
you know what's really punk is to not have the label on there. That's punk.
Yeah.
Why can't we all just get along? Wine and beer, they're coming for us.
Yeah, turn the conversation.
Like
nice
like okay, you guys aren't taking you guys nice. I'm sorry, I missed it where Budweiser made some shelf space for more craft breweries because we're all friends and mm-hmm. We shouldn't be fighting. Beer and wine are laughing at us, guys. Okay, well maybe you should give up some of your shelf space and prop up your local craft brewer. Oh no, I can't do that. Okay, never mind then. We're not friends then. So, I don't think. Do you guys have any opinion on that video?
I actually didn't see the video.
Oh, what? How did you miss that video?
Well, I knew the video existed. I purposely didn't watch it because I didn't want to waste my time.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know it existed and didn't watch it.
Wow, you guys are did well to stay off beer media over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do I win?
Nothing.
Oh,
you get to be less pissed off at AB InBev.
Okay, so I'm just going to go back to not paying attention.
What else is going on out there, Matt?
I got nothing.
Oh, Matt was making moves. I was like, Matt's got something.
Matt's got the moves.
I just readjusting the mic. No, okay. Just playing. I'm cool.
I have news.
You have news?
Maybe.
All right.
We'll see if it's news.
See, Nick. We'll see.
I am going to say words, and you will determine if this is worth talking about.
Heard it.
Beer Run Fresno is happening. Soon to be a beer delivery service in Fresno.
Technically, if you order online, it's legal.
Really?
Yep.
If you order online, it's legal to have somebody bring in California?
Technicality.
Did we do a City of Fresno thing and shut it down because of Fresno?
Did they Northwest Fresno it yet?
Yeah. Northeast, man.
Come sorry.
On. Get right, bro.
Yeah. Hey, Northeast I'm Northwest. Fresno. I'm totally cool with it.
I know. I'm so used to saying
but
Northwest.
Please go into detail.
Northeast. So that's all. That's the detail. Coming soon.
If I want my Budweiser 62 pack, they'll deliver it to me now.
Whoa.
So what's the fees we're talking here?
I don't know. Their Instagram is very vague.
I wonder, so that means that'd be a funny gift. Like, hey, it's Mikey's birthday. I'm gonna send him a 32 pack of Rolling Rock.
Oh, yeah. Sending it to somebody else's house. That'd be cool. A Rolling Rock. I would just get like every Perfect Pour listener in Fresno on my birthday just sends a 12 pack of just shit beer, just all clear bottle beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, great. I have a lot of beer to throw away mm-hmm. right now.
Wow. So it says delivery in 20 to 60 minutes.
So. Not too terrible, although you know how many times somebody's going to order and they will be passed out before the beer delivery gets there.
Hello.
Hello,
sir. So what's going to get there quicker, your me and Ed's pizza or the beer?
You know how many times you're just like, I need more beer, so need more beer, and then 20 minutes later you're just out. That is so going
to
happen.
And you have to upload a picture of your ID. Ooh. To the website, but it has no.
Well, then they have your information, bro.
They're not up and running yet, so they have no fees listed yet.
All right, they're coming, and they friended the Perfect Pour, so they know who to make beer friends with on social media.
Yeah, who do we need to talk to?
Does that mean people are going to try to get like release beer? Be like, oh, go to Moreau Shell at 10 a.m. Stand in line.
Yeah, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking.
Yeah, for those who can't get out of work at 3 o'clock
Can Uber Eats bring you alcohol?
Mm, I don't think so.
Mm. Yeah, because I've not heard that. We have Uber Eats here, but I haven't heard that they
Uber drinks.
And because they just go to restaurants, right? They don't go to like any place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Go to Ace Hardware. I need some chlorine from my pool.
Go find Frank. Ask him about the angle iron.
I heard Popolo's is signing up for Uber Eats. I wonder if they could just throw in a beer on your order.
How could they package that?
Just though? Put it in a 32-ounce cup.
I'd like the I'm air quoting here. Soda. I'd like the soda,
adult
please.
Soda
with my order. Just a big plastic cup, plastic lid, full of beer.
Yep.
Well, this smells funny. Soda.
Well, we'll look out for that.
Look out for that. House of Pendragon.
Correct
me if I'm wrong.
House of Pendragon.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but House of Pendragon is the first in Untappd's new local badge series to have a local badge in Fresno.
You're right. Yes. You got a badge. It does make me want to go to House of Pendragon so I can get the dumb badge.
The dumb badge. So level one is Dragon Master for House of Pendragon.
Oh, yeah.
Now on Untappd. Thanks to Untappd notifications, I know about this.
And House of Pendragon has the cool board where you can see your name checking on their board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to have digital pour, and they switched to Untappd. So if you go into your Untappd app and don't search in the beer field, but search in the venue field, if you search the venue, you can find their up-to-date draft list. At any time. Which may help or disencourage you from going there.
Help or like, I don't want to go anywhere. It's got
Do they have badges. Any hobby beers this week? Nope. Okay. I'll just head to the fieldwork mac and cheese bar.
I'll just be at the mac and cheese bar. Not getting beer. Other stuff, Nick?
So while we're talking about Untappd badges, this one is not real, but probably should be. Worst beer blog, he came up with a badge idea that says you earn this badge when you drink corporate beer, and it's some guy yelling fuck you.
Yes,
in the Untappd badge cartoon style.
I want that badge.
Yeah, so
I don't think Untappd answered him when he was like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't want to touch that one.
Like, leave me out of this. We can, Goose Island buys badges, man. We can't get involved in that.
We can't. Yep. We're nor confirming nor denying.
Confirm nor denying.
Well, have you guys seen this one? Set up for last week, but we just kind of had too much going on. So this is. Been going around for a couple weeks. The Draft Magazine's top 50 IPAs.
Whoa.
Draftmag.com, if you want to see it. They basically sent out a message to all their beer friends saying, send us your IPAs and we'll judge them.
Ooh.
I don't know if Tioga got this message, but spoiler alert, Tioga's not in this top 50. They put together their favorite 50 beers that got sent to them by everyone.
So
there's some interest.
So 50 people sent them a beer, in other words.
they said more than that. They claimed more than that. I'm not going to name all 50. I'm just going to do some interesting.
Let's go top five.
Of interest to the Perfect Pour listener, maybe. The number 50 was the Crux. From Ben, I'm going to Ben in a couple weeks.
So
I'm going to be checking this, the Cast Out IPA from Crux. That was the number 50. And the jamming through the Aromacoma. We just had it. Mm-hmm. Number 44 on the list from Drake's.
Wow.
We just had the 44th ranked beer by Draft Mag.
Mm-hmm.
One we've had before, Todd the Axeman from Surly Brewing. That's number 42, Minneapolis Brewer, Surly. And Boneyard, another Bend, Oregon one, the Hop a Wheelie. I love that name. So
that is a cool name.
Used to hop wheelies in my back.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. I'm going to look out for that beer when I'm in Bin. A hop a wheelie. Society number 36 coming in. Number 36, the pupil.
Nice.
I think that's higher, but whatever. Clear Present Dagnus from Modern Times.
Really?
Number 35. Damn it. Some pissing out of the beer. It's not cool, man. Not cool. Field work.
Okay.
Hazy Train? Heard of it?
Mmm.
One we're having right now.
What?
Number 31.
My mind is blown.
We've had, inadvertently, already had two of the beers on this list tonight.
That's how cool we are.
We try.
Pretty cool.
We only drink top 50 beers.
our friend in Buffalo, we've got a beer friend in Buffalo. They made the list. Number 29, Intro Bang from Community Beer Works.
Yeah, you did.
So
barely we knew him.
Pedro the Elder, you can go get yourself some Intro Bang and just know that you're drinking high level stuff. Tampa, we have some Tampa area bros. Anger Chair Brewing's Space Grass.
Space Grass.
I still wonder if the Anger Chair is after. Are they Alice in Chains fans or
hopefully
do they just not know? I want to know. Ultima
sitting on my angry chair, the smell of hops fill the air.
Ding on the angry chair.
Yeah, that's where I drink my beer.
Ultima, almost close, almost local.
Mm-hmm.
Super close to being local from Livermore. The Maui Wowie. That was number 27. We're almost.
Hopefully, that tastes like pineapple and weed.
I would think so. We're getting through this, guys.
We're powering
Diamond,
through.
The Diamond Dust from Pure Project.
Whoa.
Number 24.
Whoa.
Bro.
If only I could remember what that tastes like.
Damn it. I can't remember anymore. Buku. Buku. Number 18.
Really?
Mother Earth's Buku. Number 18.
That is surprising.
Buku. I don't know what's happened to Buku. I see it and it's always like about 3 months old. And I'm like,
has that little quarter inch of sediment in the bottom.
Yeah. It's like, 3 months. Damn. I don't think I can do it.
So you're saying the distributor sits on that one before they push it out?
Yeah. There's one we've had on the show just because I recognize the can, but I can't remember anything else. Elevated IPA from La Cumbre Brewing in Albuquerque. We've had it.
Was that a Fontana?
Thought process, probably. That sounds like a Fontana.
He's gotten us some.
They included, this may be controversial, but I guess okay. Draft Mag doesn't say they're exclusively craft beer. Heal the Bay from Golden Road is number 13.
Whoa.
That's a Budweiser beer.
So they're saying good is good.
Yeah, I guess so. They're just like, we don't care where it comes from.
That was a good beer.
It used to be a good beer. I have no idea what it is now, but it was something. We're getting there. Melvin IPA from Melvin Brewing. That's number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
We're almost there. Number 6. Number 4, Treehouse Julius. I don't know. Have we had a Treehouse? I think we've had.
We've had a Treehouse.
We've had Treehouse, yeah.
Number 3, Fieldwork. Virtual Planetoid. Did you have that?
I didn't.
Oh, you could add a number 3 beer, dude.
Had I known. Why didn't you tell me, bro?
Sorry, bro. At number 1,
mm-hmm.
Stay Gold from Burial Brewing Company / Interboro Spirits and Ales, a collab beer between North Carolina and Brooklyn.
Damn.
It's got gold in the tile.
We've had it.
Have that?
We've had it.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
How did we have this?
It was XL.
It must have had a different can because this can is not. Wow. XL?
I'm looking.
We're going to look. Look at the can.
Look at the can.
Does that look familiar?
No.
Bro. Stay Gold. Well, we'll have XL confirm or deny whether we've had that or not. Stay Gold. collab brew. That's number one. DraftMag.com if you want to see that list. It's been going around. It's been going around the interwebs for a while. Locally, Full Circle, they got a canning line.
Ooh.
They haven't officially started selling. They're not selling
can vanning. They have their own?
They got their own. Yeah, I asked them. I said, is this mobile or you got your own? They got their own.
Mm-hmm.
So they're figuring it out, trying to dial it in. They haven't started selling them yet, but they have a canning line. So as far as I know, this is the first canning line in the city limits of Fresno, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you guys can, can in Baco and in the mobile canner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Baco has its own, but we also mobile can.
Okay.
My cans are mobile.
I'll bet they are.
Yeah, they are.
That's what she said.
Your cans are super mobile.
Well, that's some good culture.
Are you look
for some new beer here?
Are you saving the email about boat beers?
Did I see that?
I don't know.
I don't think I saw that.
Okay.
Bring it up, bro.
Bringing it up. This is a conversation piece, so brace yourself. These usually go really bad. From the newly anointed Florida Becky. She's accepted her title as Florida Becky.
Florida Becky?
Yeah. New listener, Rebecca. She says, hey there, guys. Florida Becky in the house. I have a question.
Florida Becky?
For the show. The past weekend, I found myself on a boat. As you guys can imagine, boat life costs bank to even make it out to the water. Because of that, it's no surprise that when the captain says, just bring beer, everyone loads up on 18 packs of Busch Light.
Oh, God. Seasick and Busch Light. What a fucking experience.
My question is, what is a good boat beer? And here's the stipulation. Price aside, what's the ideal boat beer? And then taking price into account, what is a good beer to load up on to fill a cooler without paying as much as it would take to fill up the tank? So, no, you can't just go buy $500 worth of fieldwork crawlers to fill this boat.
Ah,
or could you?
How long am I on the boat?
This is where it gets sticky. What kind of boat is it? How long are you going to be out? You know, it's at least an hour out on a boat.
Minimum.
Because why even go out on a boat then?
Right.
Why even bring beer if you're going out less than an hour?
Yeah.
Either way.
And does it have a cover? Is there an awning? Like, is this party barge? Is this, double-decker yacht? What kind of boat? Speedboat? No cover at all? Motorboat? Anybody?
So she's asking basically, like, you're bringing good beer, but you got to have a lot of it.
That's my feeling.
Yeah. What's the best beer you can bring a lot of on a boat?
Like a case of Modern Times Oneida?
Oh, that's good.
I'm thinking ale territory.
Yeah. Pale. Gotta go pale. Well, you could do Sierra but that's too easy.
That's too easy.
If money was the object, it would be Booming Rollers from Modern Times. If money was not the object, it would be Finer Things from Fieldwork.
Mm. Hey, but then you'd have to be boating from the East Bay, docking in Oakland.
Fresh. Some fresh fills from Fieldwork.
Or Monterey, soon to be Monterey, but not soon to be Fresno.
Mm-mm.
Jerks.
One day.
I don't know. Torpedo might do good in a pinch, too. Oh,
Torpedo.
But that's a little more bang for the buck beer. Chance you might get wasted and fall over.
Chance of death.
Or do you not care? Like,
I don't care if I die.
Yeah.
I'm We're drinking good beer.
Hmm. But she's in Florida.
So humid. So rum punch beer. Is there a rum punch beer?
So, gosh.
Saison, maybe?
Ugh, no.
No.
No. Pale. I like the pale idea. Stick it pale.
Yeah? Because I thought Goza at first, but then I was like, well, you're out in salt water already. You probably want to dial back the salt.
Less salt.
Less salt.
You want a porter?
Porter? You can do a porter.
Boat beer?
Do like a case of Black Beauty porter?
Nah, but you're like, you got a bunch of bros on the, I'm thinking bro, you're on a boat. It's going to be bros.
What if this is a brunch cruise?
They're not going to deal with porters.
What about brunch cruises?
Brunch cruise.
No bros on the brunch cruise.
Now you're going back to saisons and things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think there's bros on the brunch cruise? Come on. If you got a boat, there's bros. Good luck having a big boat without bros.
It's the water equivalent of a light bar. Around.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you got it's a nice boat. Get back, bro. Stay away from my boat.
Stay away from my boat, bro. Hey, come on, man. Just let me on, man. Hey, no bro boat.
No bros. Look at the name of the boat. Yeah, no bros.
No bros. We're pretty indecisive. 8 to 5. Can't do 8 to 5.
Yeah, you could.
8 to 5.
Okay. That'd attract the bros, though.
Yep. That would really be teeming.
Pretty much chumming the water.
To be like, what? There's an 8 to 5 cruise. I'm there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 10 in the morning. I don't care, bro. Just stay up.
I brought my own red cup.
He brings his own, like, real nice red cup.
Yeah.
It's like a pool cue. The guy that brings his own pool
cue. Oh, it's got its own case.
Yep.
Like, what's in the case?
Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
It's like a super cool red cup.
Super cool. It's perfectly balanced, so he could hit a perfect score on flip cup.
This boat question is just too much for us, I guess.
I think it comes down to we haven't had enough boat experience.
Yeah, we're a little too inland.
Yeah.
We're a couple hours from the
ocean. In Hawaii, they pick the beers for you. It's pretty much all Kona.
You don't have a choice in the matter.
In Kona, Hawaii, you don't pick beer. They pick beer for you.
Yeah. Oh, longboard. That's Kona longboard and Maui's Big Swell.
Yeah.
That was the boat beer. Just about every boat had a keg of each on there.
Yes. The Maui. Big Swell, man.
Mm-hmm. Big Swell is the island beer. They're like trying to crush everybody with that beer.
We're going to crush you, bro, with this island beer.
The hotel bars had Big Swell. The restaurants had Big Swell.
The mini fridges had Big Swell.
The mini fridges had mini Big Swells. Had
Big Swell.
They're like little 2 ounce
cans. $10 can of Big Swell.
The Elote guys had Big Swell.
I had a Big Swell the whole time.
So, by the way, we're drinking Painted Gold by Fieldwork. I picked up a can of this because I believe Paul had recommended it as his current favorite beer.
I love gold!
Just because it's got gold in the towel, you got to give it a little extra something.
It's a hazy pale, if you ask me.
Do we have a gold shelf yet? Do we have enough beers to make our own gold shelf with gold in the title?
We should. So. This is nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a hazy pale. I'm not used to this. Man, good job, Paul.
Way to go, Paul.
Way to go, Paul. Speaking of Paul, we have a premiere, guys. This is, remember, it's like, again, it's like MTV world premiere.
Mm-hmm.
We have a world premiere of a Paul song.
I played tambourine on this.
No, I
didn't.
Here we go, guys.
Okay.
The only station around that has this exclusive new song from Paul. This is called Nelson on the Perfect Pour.
Nelson, where are you? I remember all the times you got me late. You
strong. Wait so long here for you. Gone so far, my beer, my star. Where you are, I wait for you. Nelson, where are you? It's been torture, hoping we will meet again. All of the hops went to St. Archer. Now you've gone just like the wind. Hoping you come back again. Hoping you come back again. Back again.
Paul from Fairfax with Nelson on the Perfect Pour.
That song made me happy and sad at the same time.
Where is Nelson? Where is it?
Where have you been?
Nelson, come back.
Man, that was legit.
That was a full length.
Full length legit. It
wasn't just song. An EP. That was
more of that.
Feature length.
Damn it. I wish we had money to pay Paul.
I gave him beer.
That's something, man. That's all we all ask for, basically. Can we get beer? Okay.
Let's just get him a record deal.
It's all beer.
Well, obviously now he has to play that song when he's at Libertine.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that Libertine gig from Paul.
Is he going to show up? Or is he actually booked on the...
We don't have... If we hear about an official booking...
I could probably pull some strings.
We'll break in. We'll break in. Yeah. Instead of Friday, you'll hear something on like a Tuesday. Be like... Paul from Fairfax. Moderate or Morro Bay. Libertine Brewing, Morro Bay, Palm Fairfax, live.
Get it.
It's a get it.
It's a get
it. A huge get it. Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be fun. Just all bunch of Perfect Pour listeners just hanging out, listening to Paul on stage at the Libertine
in Morro Bay. Singing all the hits.
Damn it. That is my dream right now. That's my current dream. Just
current
just
looking out for.
Current looking out for thing to happen in my life is that. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Paul. More. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Paul. You got to say it, you know, with a little bit of disgrace. In
guys!
Right, Paul?
That's about right. Hey, guys.
Guys! Thanks.
My mind is blowing right now.
And every time there's a new Paul song, and just it kind of rattles us for a little bit, and we're just kind of have to figure out. Where are you, Nelson? Because that's true. There isn't like I haven't seen Nelson. Mm-hmm. Is that all because St. Archer has all the Nelson hops?
There's probably a shortage. It's probably correct.
But they'll share.
San Diego. When they're done with it, they'll share with whoever's standing next to it.
Because they're good guys.
Because they're good guys.
Guys.
Guys!
Will you call me tonight?
Oh. That's what you went for.
Leave me a voicemail. Talk about beer and tell me you're driving.
559 is the area code.
Mm-hmm.
You remember those area codes when people used to use a phone called?
When you had hose in different ones?
In different ones.
Beep, bop, boop. Before everybody just texted you their number.
492-0542. That's the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. And the Perfect Pour is in that network. And here is the first voicemail of the week. It's from...
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh. Scotty, you sound different.
I'm here with a special guest.
Who is this?
Hello. you probably don't recognize that guy. Just some dude who showed up.
He sounds cool.
Like 1 to 3 beers.
1 to 3 beers?
Anyway,
1 to 3 beers.
Yeah, Paul. Oh. I'm here with Matt. We're drinking a lot of beer.
Not
probably
Paul.
Probably entirely too much beer.
No guitar.
I think there's probably going to be some beer coming your way. I think that's it.
Had it.
Can't talk anymore. All right. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Aww.
I'll be back.
I don't like.
Does that
sound
familiar?
I don't like Paul with other people. He doesn't talk as much.
Well, he was like, "Should I call? I should call." I'm really like, "Dude, do it. Just call."
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm no, doing it. Don't stop me.
Like,
I'm gonna do it.
Thank you, bro. Just call."
I like Paul when he's got time to think and he's got a guitar.
Yeah, he's got a guitar with him. I want the.
He's like, "I'm calling." He's like pointing to his phone. He's like,
"Yeah." Did you go? Where's your guitar, Paul?
Where's your guitar?
I don't see a guitar.
He brought the ladies with him.
What?
So.
Hey.
You can play them too.
Hey, don't tell the girls that there's girls around Paul, because every time a picture of Paul pops up, one of our female listeners goes, "That's Paul. Oh my God." He's like hot in a thigh.
Hot heart eyes.
Paul
emoji.
Is very dreamy.
He's so dreamy. Yeah. He's like got that. He's got that. That Marin, like cool Marin guy.
Dang.
Like everything's cool, man. Everything's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. It's gonna. I'm gonna keep you safe.
His flannel is neither wrinkled nor ironed.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That just blew my mind right now.
What up, perfect fan? We got
Jesus
fucking shit.
Yarko. I got nothing. Then single cam. I haven't called for a while. I just wanted to. We're having a freaking Minnesota get it.
Oh,
Minnesota get it.
Just wanted to call and say, fucking, you guys are awesome. Keep up the good work. And
we're not driving.
We're not fucking driving. Cheers, guys.
Good.
Cheers.
See, they're having fun and they're being safe.
That's right.
That is
holy
good.
Holy shit.
I love that it's a Minnesota to get it.
Minnesota get it.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
That's how you get it right there.
That's a perfect get it, as far as I'm concerned.
All beer, no drive.
Yeah, all beer, no drive. Just have fun.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm driving.
Scotty B.
It's
15,
Nike. I just always wanted to do that. Okay.
Tony Banks?
Keep up the good work.
No, that was just me. I just wanted to call in and say, "Hey guys, I'm driving. Sorry. Sorry, what? Everyone.
That was actually you.
Yes.
Mikey did a driving update.
I was just driving home from work one day. I was like, I want to call and say I'm driving.
Wow.
And I called it.
Are you sure you weren't sitting on your sofa with an earache after drinking 4 Shermans when you did that?
No, I'm not completely sure that wasn't me.
Oh, shit, I'm not driving. I'm on the couch.
Hey, guys, I'm couching.
Wow.
Sorry, everyone. I was just.
You got me. I thought it was Scotty B.
See? Yes.
Damn.
I was trying to do that. I was trying to do my best Scotty B. And like after I did, I was like, I could have gotten a little bit. Better.
No,
like, that wasn't
I
the
was,
best Scotty
B. You could have deleted it and redid it.
Damn it. I thought that same thing. I was like, I'll redo it and I just won't play it and they won't ever even know. I'm taking the last of the painted gold.
It sounded like Scotty B had a new phone, but it was still, the essence was there.
Yes. That was my whole goal. I won't be able to do that for about another year. So.
Is that what Scotty B does to break in his new phone? He's like, got a new phone. I got to call the guys.
Hey, guys.
Got to wear in the speaker, Chief.
Chief. Still voicemailing. Healthy voicemail this week. Healthy.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Okay, this is the Paul I know.
So this never happens, but I'm having songwriter's remorse.
No.
I got a little too much time on my hands these days.
No, you don't.
Cranked out a song yesterday, just whipped it out, mixed it down, sent it, and then later decided to give it an objective listen and came to the conclusion that it is a shitty mess.
No, it wasn't. If we're talking about the one
titty
we
messes
played.
Are fun when they're only 5 seconds long, but this is verging on 2 minutes long. So I give you full permission not to play it.
Too late.
You've so
it,
about
and,
that.
Everybody knows what I mean by a big shitty mess.
I don't understand.
Maybe I'll go back and rework it, or maybe I won't. Maybe I just.
It sounds fine, Paul.
Anyway, enough with the self-deprecation. Mm-hmm. I had a wonderful time with the Bearded Brewer 87 down at Fieldwork.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm. Lots of beers were consumed in a relatively responsible manner.
Mm-hmm.
And I am curious about, there is a stout that I believe is going to be a show beer that Matt is bringing back specifically for Nick, and we were debating on whether or not Nick would like it, because it is a very
this is debatable.
Unique and interesting stout, and I've put some thought.
Uh-oh.
3 minutes.
Oh, Paul got, yeah, that's not the 3 minutes. Oh, okay. That's just one of the random cutoffs that we don't, unexplained.
But we'll never know what he's interested about.
Yes. What is this mystery?
Can you figure this out, Matt? What is on
the well, way? I know the stout I specifically got, and I told you guys, you don't have to drink the crowlers on the show. You don't have to do that.
Damn it.
But,
and I didn't bring.
So.
Oh, I purposely told Nick to you got to drink this. I didn't tell him that. That's my, I knew he could have done that, but I was like, nah, Nick needs to have this before the show.
Yeah.
So Nick, so it's not fault of Nick. It's my fault. I said, no, Matt said, have it now. Don't fucking save it.
Don't fucking save it.
So this stout I got him is called Dark and Coffee, but it is a stout that Fieldwork made. It was the only one on the board that wasn't nitro. And it's coffee.
Do you have anything not nitro?
Yeah.
I got too many nitros.
I run too many places where they have two dark beers and one of them is on nitro, and you're like, I can't take this with me, even if I wanted it. And so it's coffee, chocolate, ginger, lime, and there's something else in there. And spoiler alert, just because you won't get to try it, because the brother will, it almost tasted exactly like a cold Pepsi.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The hell?
The coffee and chocolate mingling with the ginger and the lime, it had a Pepsi feel to it. And I was like, I know this flavor. I used to drink cases of this, and I quit soda. But if I ever had a beer that tasted like soda and it made me want pizza, it was that beer.
That's
right there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Dark and coffee. Mm. So the... I want to see what the brother. I know the brother's
not
huge
on. Looking out or wait for the Bincots.
I know the brother's not huge on ginger, but I think it plays well in this beer. I think it plays well.
I'm willing to make an exception if it fits well.
So.
All right. Hey, guys! Can you hear me?
Yes, Mike. We know it's you.
Scotty! That's Scotty B.
Sure.
And I'm driving on in the. Independence Day.
Oh, right.
July 4th.
I see what you did there.
When I'm done making some money, I am going to celebrate independence. That means I'm dependent on indie beer.
Yeah.
Clever, huh? Yeah.
Me too, bro.
I know. I'm impressed too. Well, I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Independence Day.
Thanks, man.
And keep up the great work.
Oh, so Scotty B.
I worked.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
I worked damn near 11 hours yesterday for 4th of July serving the beer people.
You mean 4 days ago?
Yeah. So,
way back when?
So, at the end, when I was done with the day, I was tired of being in these pants.
I'm tired of being in these pants.
I literally sat on the sofa and passed out. I didn't even have time to crack open a beer. I was just like, and out.
And done. That's what you get for having a popular beer garden.
Right?
Stop making your beer garden so popular.
Yeah.
Damn it. Stupid Tioga and their popularity.
Somebody told somebody and somebody told somebody. And those
well, only the perfect four should you be here. Hopefully all of you have your fingers in it. Just want to say happy 4th of July, homies, and
nothing
I'm trying to get
out,
my hands on the first cans of McLeod, eh?
But what about those pork butts?
Today. I just wanted to say what's up. Been real busy on vacation homes, barbecued, drinking nothing but good beers, eh?
Nice.
32 North, that is some good beer, homes. Well, to your beer, and I'm out, eh? Peace out, eh?
Whoa.
All right, peace out.
That was quick and dirty.
Short and sweet.
He didn't want to get cut off. Oh, I think there's more chew. Don't worry, guys. There's more chew.
Early the purple four should be here. Quick thing, eh?
Quick
Matt,
thing.
Hopefully you agree, I say. The one beer that should be called as two cold ones, please. Nothing. And all the one and only, I say, Ice by Modern Times, I say. Worldwide, that beer should be known as two cold ones, please. Early, let me know if you agree. I have to watch them. Peace out, eh?
He snuck that one in there before the show.
Good job.
I don't, maybe it's in my bin caught drinking. Maybe it's not. We'll find out
more about that. I like these quick little chew your beers. Just like in and out.
Get us quick and dirty.
Nice. Nice chew. The final voicemail of the week. It comes. Whoa. It's a lab incident here. It comes from.
Hey guys, Matt from Tacoma.
Whoa.
Matt from Tacoma.
Appreciate the suggestions. I didn't really want to put another stout on tap. I know. They're good. Yeah, I've been bottling my stouts, so I've got a couple batches of this Imperial Milk Stout thing I've been working on. But that aside, I decided to go the Pilsner route, but with a twist.
Pilsner Stout.
You know, really like
Pilsner Stout, yeah.
The pizza suggestion last week. I like the sausage with the meatball.
Sausage
with the, you know, jalapenos and pineapple. So what I'm doing is I'm making a Pilsner, the pizza pills. It's going to have pineapple, jalapeno, throw a tomato in there, and, you know, all your Italian herbs and some pecans. I mean, what could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Nothing.
The pizza pills.
Pizza pills.
You have to pick pizza or beer. Why not pick the pizza beer?
Yes.
And that's
finally
what I'm working on. We'll see how it turns out. Pretty excited. I got a pretty good Bohemian Pilsner recipe that I've done a few times. Ooh. So we're gonna take a twist on that. Yeah, so I appreciate the suggestion and the hot pizza takes. And
hot pizza takes.
4th of July beers, guys. The big thing that is taking over the Seattle area right now is the haze craze.
Oh,
everybody's doing
Seattle's all haze crazy now.
I tried like 6 or 7 different hazy IPAs yesterday. For 4th of July. That's Friday, right? Yeah.
7 different hazy beers.
Wow.
That's what's going on up here. I'll keep you in the loop on the pizza pills.
Pizza pills.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Keep up the good work.
That sounds amazing.
Seattle's on the haze train.
Hazy train.
They're on the hazy train, man.
So Snapchat has a new feature where you could get hella creepy on people. If you're in the camera screen and you pinch, it takes you to a map and you could see popular places where videos are happening. Or if any of your friends share their location, you could see where they're at. So it's like, hey, now you can see if all your friends are at Goldstein's.
Or
you can
now the guy that's stalking you can know exactly where you're at.
So right now I know Matt's in Washington.
Oh, Matt. Yep. He's not lying. He is in Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
Or vaguely by Tacoma.
Vaguely.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
Five five nine four nine two zero five four two. Put it in your Rolodex.
Yes.
Do what?
Your Rolodex, man.
Oh.
You got a Rolodex on your desk. Everyone's got a Rolodex.
Totally.
Put it in there. And again, instead of texting your ex, getting drunk and texting your ex, like, are you up? Text us, but like, call us then.
It's a service we offer.
Actually, you could text that voicemail line. I think it works. Like, you could text it and it'll come through and we can read it. Read your text. Read your drunk text. because we've gotten a couple of texts before. So there you go. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. Super appreciated. We like it when we hear from the listeners and hear from our people.
Looking out for beers.
See, you missed, Nick. I did that drummer grab this.
Ooh, the stop. Cymbal. Yeah. Like,
that cool, like, cool stop, thing. stop making sound cymbal.
Yeah.
Stop. Looking out for beers that we think you should probably look out for, and beers that we are just personally very selfishly looking out for. I don't have much this week. I just have a couple. Yeah, besides every single beer on that 50 beers on the Draft Mags
list. That's your goal, to hit all 50? Yeah,
all 50. We've gotten a few. Port Brewing's Hop 15L. Which is one, they've won gold, I think, with that beer. I want to say they've coming out in 16 ounce cans.
Ooh, yeah.
That Hop 15. I'll have it. I'll try it out in the can. Speaking of cans, Alpine Brewing. We were mentioning how there's a Nelson. Where are you, Nelson?
Where are you?
There's a new one called Truck Trail.
Yeah.
In 12 ounce cans.
Okay.
It's a pale.
Okay.
5.5%. It's with Cascade and Centennial, which got a bad rap last
Nelson
week.
Nelson was a tease.
We're like, we figured out that Centennial should go away, but
Alpine says no.
So, but the big thing here is Nelson, the Alpine in cans.
Mm-hmm.
Have we seen that locally? Alpine in cans? Is this a new? Is there an Alpine beer that's been in cans?
No, I think the latest thing was 12-ounce bottles.
Right.
Of, like, Happy Birthday.
Am I missing something, or has there not been Alpine in cans available?
That's new.
At least to us, anyway.
I can't say that I've had them.
Yeah. So, Alpine in cans, guys.
There it is.
Doesn't matter what it is. They had the Willy Vanilli, too. That's in cans.
That is not what you think it is, though.
Guys, heads up.
Heads up.
Willy Vanilli, you're going to be surprised. You're
going to be surprised.
You're going to get a surprise. Just saying.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. That's all I have this week for looking out for.
Wow.
Matt.
I don't know if I'm necessarily looking out for beers. I'm looking out for beer friends.
All right.
Who owes you money?
Yeah. So two followers that we have, or maybe we follow them, I don't know which happened first, but Amanda and Nitch, they're both in the United States right now.
Yeah.
Amanda was in Asia and Nitch was in Paris, France, but Amanda's been going up and down the California. Nitch is somewhere in Oregon, I believe, right now. And so I'm hoping maybe both of them could just end up in Fresno and just be on our show, and we could just probably geek out about it. So, looking out for beer friends. Stop by. Yes, do a podcast.
Mitch, come to Fresno.
Yep. You're so close. You're so much closer than you ever were before. just make it happen.
In comparison to Paris, you're super close to Fresno right now. So, make
so
it here.
So far away.
Yeah, she's
so far
like,
away.
She's going to start... You know, she's coming back. Because she hasn't been doing a whole lot video-wise and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
She's now that she's stateside, there's going to be a big tasty niche comeback. So watch out. I don't understand this. Is she going to be living in Portland? Like, what's her deal? You know, I'm stalker-wise, like, where is she going to be at? Like, where can I hang out at?
The little stalker kicks in.
But tasty niche. I guess she's done with Paris. I don't know. I think we'll probably get the explanation of what happened there. But
Just rambling.
Just sing my song.
Nick.
On my way.
Something to look out for.
10 years to the day. Ramble on.
Other than Zeppelin stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Bike Dog Brewing.
Okay, I'm interested.
Sacramento's Bike Dog Brewing, yes.
Bike Dog Brewing. Cans.
Something we need more of.
What?
16-ounce cans.
What?
First one, a number one, Zero Sum, a Northeast style pale ale.
Losing
in
interest.
Cans?
In cans.
Losing interest. Keep going.
Five dog in cans, though, Matt. Just can, keep focus on the can part.
Can number two.
Keep focus on the cans, man.
A number two, Dog Ears. Any guesses on what style Dog Ears
is? Okay, yeah. All right, all right. This is like ABA BV game,
but what style?
Dog Ears.
From Bike Dog Brew.
Dog Years or Dog Ears?
Years or Years?
Years.
Years, okay.
As in days, months.
Like every 7 years.
Days, months, years.
7 years is equal to 1 year.
Thank you for that.
I think.
You're overthinking it already.
It's a porter.
You're overthinking
it. It's a porter. I think it's a porter.
I can't even guess.
IPA. It's just an IPA.
It's just an IPA. Doesn't really relate.
So,
because IPAs age in dog years or what?
What are the chances it's
you're
7?
You're right. That's a good thing.
Oh. Well, I was thinking, what are the chances it's 7%?
Oh, it's got to be. If they're going to be super.
That's
like
a way better theory than.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Had I researched it?
Had I known, I would have said that. Is it going to mean the 7-pack?
7-pack. Not 6-pack. Nope. 7-pack.
It's an added beer.
7-pack abs, not 6-pack abs.
7-pack, 77 IPU, released on 7-7.
On the 7s. New beer entering the show from Drake's Brewing.
Drake's?
Forging Raccoon.
Oh, no IPA. Way.
Yeah, man, it's here. It's here, man.
Such a cool name.
I may have accidentally snuck one of those to my fridge. Considered it.
It's got a raccoon.
Considered
on the
that a
label.
Delivery fee.
Forging Raccoon IPA from Drake's. I guess they got a that raccoon problem in the East Bay.
Got them dang coons.
Damn also, coons. Yeah, lock up your garbage.
Also in Pawnee, Indiana.
Interesting aroma.
I love that aroma.
Stop stealing all the aroma.
Well, we're stealing it real nice.
Cool label, Drake's. Thank you.
They had a big sign of this over their bar.
Whoa.
Tell us about that bar. Oh, no. Maybe, do we wait for being caught drinking? Is that in this week's? Or is that, was that
I actually
this
didn't have time to drink there. I was the driver on the way back from Boo. The Bay Area. So I just had to go in there, oogle, and then politely refuse beer and then
wow,
take stuff and leave.
Tough.
They're all that like, can I get you something while you're here? And I was like, I'm the driver.
I'll have water. Yeah, hopped water.
Yeah, do you have a macaroni and cheese bar?
Where's your mac and cheese?
They had their bar? Own food truck, though.
Like their own?
Yeah, food it truck? Was the Drake's food truck. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I've seen that. I think those social media has told me that. This is good beer, Drake's. Hey, damn. Drake's, this is a good beer.
Thanks, Drake's.
You're camping at Yosemite.
I'm here to see Drake.
They, hey, where's Drake at?
Where's Drake?
I love his music.
Yeah, we're friends. He told me to come down here today.
This isn't that guy. It's a whole different Drake's. Whatever. I hate you.
Do you know who
they
I am?
They mentioned Yosemite on their label. That's ours. You can't mention that, Drake's.
Did you guys read the story?
No.
Negative.
You're camping at Yosemite. Involved birds me. Are singing.
Yeah.
A raccoon is forging in a nearby stream.
Possible.
It's just after forging. Sunset, and the crisp breeze carries a resinous aroma of pine needles.
I'm there.
You're kicking back in your larn chair.
Larn chair.
Larn chair. Have a larn sorry, chair. I got a little Irish on you. Kicking back in your larn chair.
Larn chair.
With a grapefruit soda.
Uh-oh.
It's a thing. You catch a familiar whiff of dankness, waiting from a couple campsites over.
Yes.
And breathing deeply. Right,
this is making sense.
You head over to fetch a beer. And you realize the fucking raccoon raided the cooler.
Oh, no. He took all my IPAs. That bastard.
Hey, they have their own independent logo on the
Oh, they did. They started it before the BA. Good job, Drakes. You're doing good work. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Dog Years by Bike Dog is 6.5.
Oh, they missed out.
They could have made.
They could have made so much so money close. With that seven.
Seven.
Way to go, Bike Dog.
Seven.
Send us a six pack just to make up for that. That erroneous act.
Yeah. Well, we're willing to forgive you.
Yep.
Averaging we'll a four you. Stars on Untappd.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
On Untappd, if you're averaging four stars, that's you've got a solid beer in your hands. That's what that means. So we've looked out for everything.
Yes.
Louis is going to bother Matt or Nick right now heavily. He'll give up in a second. Don't worry.
I am used to this.
And so if you're looking out for stuff, I don't know. We did all the work. Leave us a voicemail. You don't need to look out for anything
anymore. Yeah, you're welcome.
If I say weird things, it means I'm trying to fill in the gaps between the songs.
I don't think that's how it goes.
No, that's how it goes, dude. I just did it.
I don't think so.
It's only because Paul didn't have me in the studio at that time.
He's like, there's a reason.
Wait, I'll give you a clean version, Paul. You can edit it in next time.
Just throw that right in there.
You're welcome.
Are you Handsome Dan?
No.
Oh, great. Oh, whoa, to get culture every time. Oh,
you're not even listening to me right now.
Oh, yeah. You like a big tool. Wayne's World reference. Everyone, open up your Untappd app.
And or your Wayne's World
and quote or your book. Wayne's World fan, whatever.
Fan guide.
Wayne's World fan guide.
The Zagat.
Nobody else has had theirs open, so I'm going to have to go.
Oh, are
I'm
we
forced to go now.
Really?
I'm forcing
myself. I literally need my Untappd open?
No.
Okay.
if you're better than I am with your memory, then you don't.
I wrote things down.
Dude, I've been pounding Shermans. Matt brought over some Shermans. I'm like, thanks, bro. Pound. One night, I just had four Shermans and like trying to get like pass out drunk.
Yeah.
Because I had pains. Life pains. So I'm like, I'm drinking tonight. I don't care what happens to me in the morning. Pounding Shermans, four Shermans. I couldn't get drunk, but I did fall asleep. So, but I wouldn't call it pass out of sleep.
Pretty close.
I think I chose to go to sleep. So that's not pass out.
Nope.
So,
I usually give myself haircuts when I have four Shermans.
Oh boy, you break out the razors.
Get it, have a steady hand.
This is a great idea.
This is a great don't idea stop right me now. Oh man, I'm gonna have to give your sister a heads up on that. Like if you hear a razor at 2 a.m, get up and stop him. No, don't stop me. This is a great idea. What else did I have? More beers.
Beer. Don't forget about
more beer.
I kicked back with the Drake's kickback.
Ooh, yes.
Session IPA.
Sesh.
Delicious. It was delicious. I had some more of that Steve Faces that we had earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Had that.
And did you know?
I went to Full Circle.
Whoa.
The new Full Circle. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I went to Full Circle since the reboot.
Oh, wow.
Full Circle reboot, yeah?
You probably walked into like Apocalypse or something. You're like, what is this?
What is this? It's so open and airy. Mm-hmm. It's very open. went on the slab, drank on the slab.
Slab drinking.
One I've had before, the New England one.
Hazy, bro.
Yeah. But they're on the cryo hip. They got a cryo juice.
Nice.
It's a hazy one, New England, but with the cryo. Everyone's doing cryo, bro.
Cryo.
That's a really good beer. And also a Killwood IPA from Full Circle.
Yeah.
And also another good IPA. And then they got a lager.
Lager.
The producer Becky had. That was good version of a lager.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's basically what I was caught drinking.
Basically.
At Dorktown on Untapped, or you can search Mikey Topor. One of those will bring you to my Untapped handle.
Nice.
Matt Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. What have you been drinking this week?
So I made a little escape to Berkeley over the weekends.
You lucky son of a bitch.
I had purchased tickets to go see Fantagram and Mike Snow, so I knew that meant...
You're going to feel like Genghis Khan.
Yeah. That's one of his songs, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I saw that. Because somebody's like, you don't know Mike Snow? And like 4 out of his like 22 songs that he played, I knew. Because I was like, oh, it's just that song I heard on the radio.
Hey, you got a song on the radio. Congratulations.
And that guy.
I know this song.
He almost annoyed me the whole show.
Ooh, almost. He was like borderline. You're just like, you're like borderline, Mike. Borderline annoyed
Not
me.
Not clapping.
Hey. So here's what he'd do. He'd start out a song. He would sing 2 or 3 verses. Then he would lightly jog over to the piano. He would set his microphone down on the piano.
Look at those guys.
And then he would play while singing, because there's a microphone stationary.
Look at how talented I am.
And like he would play another 2 verses, and then he would pick up the microphone and jog back to the front of the stage. And he would do that 6 or 7 times in a song. And I'm just like, dude, just sit at the piano. Get a piano player.
We don't need to see that you know how to play piano, bro.
But, I mean...
Just get a piano player.
Like, he literally put on, like, a jogging suit and then jogged to the piano and then jogged back and took it off.
Stop at the
and
show. Sang,
yeah.
So you can see how they know how to play piano.
Yeah, it's like, I get it. You can jog and sing and play. I get it. The whole freaking show.
This is a get it. I get it.
But, so I knew with 2 things would happen is I had to have pizza and I had to have beer. And then I also did vinyl. So I guess 3 things. Mm-hmm. I had to search for vinyl.
Nice.
And, so
what vinyl did you get?
I didn't get anything actually.
Ooh, nothing was
Amoeba
good
and Mad Monk, AKA Rasputin, were lacking. And
get
I didn't
better.
Have, I didn't get have better, time Rasputin. To go to any of the independent guys. Well, smaller independent guys. But
we have a Rasputin here, okay?
We do. Well, that was the thing. It was just like I was looking at Amoeba and Rasputin. And I was like, well, all this stuff's in Fresno, and Fresno's probably like $4 cheaper.
Yeah. So,
so I got to town. We stopped at Whole Foods for a sandwich, checked in the hotel, and drove straight to fieldwork to meet up with Paul. So there was a. I dragged my friend Dez along with me, and we met up with Paul and his lady, and all 4 of us were hanging out there for a bit. Yeah.
Man, I'm jealous. I want to hang out with Paul.
Yeah, he's actually pretty cool to hang out in his natural territory. So,
in his natural habitat.
I want to hang out with Paul and Marin, with producer Becky, because they would just trade Marin stories, and it would be brilliant.
Talk about cosplay.
I built a flight while I was at field work. And the first thing I tried was Finer Things, which was their Mosaic Lager.
Oh, really?
So good.
Well, you'll never have it again. Because they don't know how to make that again.
Not gonna do that anymore.
Or I bought a 6-pack and I'm keeping it to myself.
Oh.
Yep. Next beer
you,
I had.
Where are you on Snapchat? Let me look at the map. Let me see. let me see your last snap. Yep. See where you're at there.
Super Delta, which was their Imperial Red Ale. Obviously, I liked that beer.
Yep. Matt's a big red guy.
They had a salted watermelon goes. It was actually really good. Wasn't super watermelon-y, wasn't super salty.
Okay.
It was actually really good.
Didn't see how the right time of day that would be good.
They had Outdoor, which was a hopped pilsner. It was okay. I didn't have to pour. I didn't pour it out.
Only
but,
okay.
Yep. Then I had Yabo, which was their session IPA.
Yabo never going to have this again.
Yabo.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Treasure Hands, which was their IPA. Not not the greatest thing in the world.
But, your hands are on the
Yabos. That's what she said last night.
Get your hands off my Yabos.
You got treasure hands. I know.
So, I mean, that's what I got to enjoy while I was at field work. We were in a bit of a time crunch. We wanted to get to the venue because out-of-town places because sometimes music. Start on time.
Stupid out-of-town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't know, Fresno, when a band says, we're going on at 10, that means 11:30.
Yeah. And
wait a little bit longer. They're going to show up. I promise.
It was about 7:30 when the show started. It almost sounded like there was an opening band, but it could have just been really loud music.
But we're not sure.
I got to see all of Fanagram's set, which is what I cared about.
All right.
And
you got Fieldwork, Paul, and Fanagram's set. You did it.
So right as we walked in the door, we both decided that we should just go ahead and get ID'd for beer. And then the beer line was short. And they had, it was like shitty beer, some random pilsner, and then they had pale ale and torpedo. So I just picked up a torpedo.
See, it's not just Fresno events that have like limited selections at concerts. Even the East Bay.
The only thing that made me upset was they had torpedo 16-ounce cans, but they still poured it into a plastic cup. And I was like, come on. Just give me the can. They wouldn't do it.
I'm probably not going to throw it on stage.
Probably,
maybe not.
We'll see.
So
time will tell.
So depends on how good the set is.
And then...
depends on how many...
I'll just stand there, like, wait, like... in the middle of the song, just got my arm ready to throw it on. Get better. I'm going to throw this on stage.
And then I was drinking in town on Tuesday night.
I love in town drinking.
Sorry, Monday night. I decided that, fuck it. I just want to go out and hang out with friends. So I met up with Hammer, a.k.a. friends Jason already. Squires. Oh.
The Hammer.
You're moving bottles.
Sorry, bro.
Mind the table.
And I walk into Spokeasy, and they had cans on cans on cans on cans of Modern Times Ice.
Whoa.
And that is a...
first time in town.
Beautiful Pilsner. Beautiful.
Yeah, you mentioned Ice before.
And, I've had it on draft, but they canned
it. Your beer is talking about it.
So, it is a beautiful beer, and I hope to stock my fridge with that.
Man.
I
gotta try this. I mean, Pilsner are sort of like very situational for me. Ooh, Nick just throwing some shade on Modern Times right just now.
Go over there. Go by the fridge.
Okay. Oh, where all the beer's at?
Yeah. Yeah.
No problem. And,
guys, they had, I'm over here with the fridge.
They had some fresh Uba Dank from...
I know that beer.
Not Moonraker. I know this. What's the other Sacramento one?
Rubicon.
Not Rubicon.
No.
Uba Dank. It's from...
God dang it, you just froze my brain. shit, I can see the can. I can see it in my mind.
Track 7?
No.
You're trolling us now.
I'm trying to think of Sacramento brewers.
God dang it.
Moonraker.
Yeah, no, it's not Moonraker.
Dang it.
Not Bike Dog.
New Glory.
New Glory, thank you.
New Glory. Said it.
Set it.
So, had that. And then we also escaped over to the Goldsteins, and they still had a Lucky Day IPA from
Central Coast. Did they have any double ciders on tap?
I think they did.
How many of those did you put away?
enough to puke in their toilets.
Urinal, sir. Urinal.
Yeah, don't puke in the toilet. So, puke in the urinal.
You got to
puke. That's a recommendation from the staff at Goldstein's. Please puke in the urinal.
The poster of Randy was no longer above the urinal, though, if you're interested in that.
Oh, okay. I'm not, but.
That was his thing.
Did not know he had his own.
So, Randy of Delta.
Yeah, Delta Pacific, or boy Randy.
Somehow a cardboard cutout ended up of him in the back, and they put it up, installed it over the urinal.
Install.
Yeah. Wow. Just kind of locking eyes.
Wow.
The urinal in the women's restroom.
The women's urinal.
Yeah. So that was my Central Coast drinking. There's a slight rant that I have.
Yes, I love them. Everyone loves rants.
So
let's go.
The Fanagram show is going steady.
That's a band, right? Fanagram, is that one of the millennial bands?
She's 33 years old. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess millennial, but she's a little bit older than me. But she has a song, and the main lyric is everybody has a little hoe in them. And during this song, a guy decides to rip his t-shirt off.
was it me?
If you had a longer beard and shaved your head.
I do not recall being at this show.
The Fanagram show, but it's possible.
So, ripped it his
sounds
shirt
like
off,
me, but I don't remember being there.
Started twirling it over his head. Yeah.
Woo!
That guy.
Look at me!
And
look at me, I'm 69.
After that song, she commented on it. So, I mean, we weren't in the pit. We were in the stands. And he was behind the sound booth. And she's just like, I want to say that that guy that just ripped his shirt during the song. And I was like, that's who she picks out of the crowd to look at?
Yeah.
Is that guy.
Yeah.
And so after their set, they went to this. There was a little sound booth area with a little roped off area. Fanagram actually went and hung out and watched Mike Snow. They watched him, and they were singing along, and they were partaking in their...
Did they seem annoyed when he kept going to the piano?
So yes.
They were like, what the fuck
are you They were doing? Singing lyrics, and they're like, what the fuck is this guy doing? But they were partaking in their after-show regimens and cups.
Cough drops.
Oh, red cups? Beer pong.
They're
just all playing beer pong.
Yeah, they're playing beer pong. Smoking.
Is he done playing the piano yet? No.
It wasn't cigarettes. But anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
And then.
Well, that's legal. And
so I was like,
not in Fresno.
And yeah. I was like, holy shit, Amol, that's Sarah's sitting just across the little walkway from me. And I was like,
Here we go.
Amol, if the opportunity arises, I'll try to take a photo and hand her, hey, listen to my podcast. Obviously, that never came up. Otherwise, I'd be bragging about that right now. But all of a sudden, she gets up with her bodyguard.
She's all, let's have a get it.
And she walks, just past my area to go talk to the shirtless guy. And they have a moment. And there's, a five-minute moment where they're, arms over the shoulders and just, talking to each other. And, she ends up taking his shirt and, wearing it like a scarf.
God damn it.
And she goes back to her area after they take some photos and stuff like that. And then next thing I know, he's in the secret little pit area. And he's just, dancing, fist up in the air, dancing to Mike Snow. And they're just hanging out for the rest of the show. And I'm just like, this fucking guy. I'm all, that's all it took.
Did you not go to high school? Because this is this kind of shit that went on constantly. The guy that didn't deserve shit got shit.
And he deserved a t-shirt. I can tell you that.
He needed a t-shirt real bad. He'd been drinking a lot of those torpedoes.
He got torpedoed.
So that's my rant. I'm all out of the Pac Stadium. The one guy that rips his t-shirt off. Was the hero?
Oh, there you go,
hero of the day.
Future Fanagram shows.
Yeah,
do that, and you just might get invited to all the things.
Yep.
Damn it.
Rant. We need a rant bumper. Da-da-da-da-da. Rant.
Also ate at Fat Slice while I was there. Good pizza.
All I hear about in Berkeley is the deep dish place.
Zachary's.
I don't like deep dish.
A lot of people recommended Jupiter, especially Zachary's,
with onions.
and pineapple.
I'll put both on my pizza.
Yes, pineapple. I'm here. How can I help you?
I think the internet backed me up on the pineapple.
No, thing. I'm no, just saying. No,
you pineapple. Are wrong.
Pineapple. Well, because the pineapple lovers know it's not worth fighting for.
Guess what? I was in Atwater working last week.
Oh, great.
I went to
Mountain, where's this story
went
gonna
to
go?
Mountain Mike's.
Yeah.
Mountain Mike's has lunch buffet.
Okay.
Pizza place.
All right.
And mediocre pizza.
Guess what? First thing, buffet. There's a whole fucking pineapple just sitting there. The pepperoni's gone. There's like sort of a pseudo combo that's kind of left.
Yeah.
So I was forced to get some combo while they made a new pepperoni. Again,
you're delaying like my lunch
every freaking time. I don't know why I go to pizza buffets, because it's the same thing. There's pineapple just sitting there getting cold, and everyone's sitting around waiting for the next pepperoni to come out.
What a waste.
We talked about this, the old Pizza Hut buffet. You'd watch the counter to see when they're going to put a pizza out, and you just fucking mad dash.
Yeah. So I think pineapple pizzas should be outlawed from buffets.
No, I mean, you're crazy.
Just take me to the buffet with you, and I'll just eat the pizza you don't want.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's figure that out. Let's get that done.
The Phoebe buffet?
The Phoebe buffet. Hi, everyone.
Okay.
Where are we at anymore? This is so much ranting.
I know.
I've gotten lost into the weeds.
Wolf amongst the weeds?
No, you're right.
Did you guess what that is? Anyone? Anyone? No? Nobody?
We're still here. Bueller?
Nobody?
Bueller?
I love gold!
That's a new beer. This is called Wavy from Stillwater Artisanal Ales. I bought this earlier this week. I managed to save one for the show.
Shoe beers.
Interested to see what you guys think of this. I'm going to say the Golden Gods bought this. The Golden Gods. Cheers to the Golden Gods. They are the money. They are the money. They are the money. They give us the money. They give us the money, Lebowski. Every week they donate, or every month they donate money to the show. Helps us keep the lights on and pay all the bills. For podcasting, makes it easier for us to do it, and we super appreciate them. Thank you, everyone that donates money to the show. If you want to be a Golden God via Patreon, Patreon's a website that helps us and little indie people out, indie artists out.
Yep,
artists of all kinds, including podcasters like ourselves.
Until we sell out.
Yep, until we sell out. Till Bud AB and Bev says we want to buy your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We won't do it, bro.
Then it's see you later.
Thank you, guys. We super appreciate it. And if you want to be a Golden God, check the links in the show notes or go to perfectpourpod.com. You can see links to it. Patreon.com/perfectpour. Thank you, guys.
Wait a second. I'm just looking at the clock. Are we having a short show? Do we need to stretch this thing out?
We're kind of about what we've been doing lately.
Are you trying to bluff us? I mean, I'll stretch a show out if I have to.
No, we don't have to stretch it out.
Okay.
We're fine. We're all good. We're all good.
You sure?
I'm super, super sure, bro.
Okay.
Cheers to our Golden Gods. And by the way,
what?
You could get some of that tailgating action if you're Gold God. Just saying. you get a little kickback. Don't forget this.
We talked about some nitty gritty stuff today.
I don't remember what we talked about. That's the thing. We forget that we're getting recorded, and we say we do talks and we do throw shade on people. We have no idea. Then somebody will, one of the golden gods will say, "Hey, that thing you said," and we're like, "What are you talking about? I don't recall saying that." No, on the tailgate. Oh shit.
Yeah.
I forgot. Whoops.
Oops.
Cheers to some Instagrammers like Two Veg, David Dalia, nice. Pint underscore size underscore, Boodfear. Beer, food, hospitality. All one word.
I like Boodfear.
Boodfear. Somebody take that handle.
Boodfear.
Beer me, Brian.
Okay.
Beer me, Brian. Crafty by Nature, nice. BR. Tony Bags.
Uh-huh.
Ever heard of Tony Bags?
Yep.
He's pretty rad.
Seen him.
Had to get it with him. So don't worry about it. Thomas Daly, Bobby Diesel, Reggie, my boy Reggie. And we already mentioned how Tasting Niche is now stateside. Anything could happen at this point. Tasty Niche could come through Fresno. You just don't know.
Sure. You
don't know.
Sure.
Any cheers, Matt?
Peter Perry 7. Cheers out.
Stretch
to
him out, bro.
Cheers out to Loyo. Thanks
Loyo!
For
Loyo. Yes.
Thanks for looking out for us, and thanks for hooking us up. And
even
though she wasn't there, she hooked it up. And cheers out to Paul. I was super glad we were able to meet up and hang out, and it was phenomenal.
So. And that's what all the girls say. Hanging out with Paul.
They call him Phenomenal Paul.
Phenomenal Paul.
Cheers.
Like, I don't know Paul from Fairfax.
Cheers out to the Alcatraz Shade Shop. They have
great curtains.
They have a marquee. That's pretty epic. I mean, I can't remember what they had last time when I was just there this weekend. It was pretty vulgar, but...
oh, my goodness.
It was pretty vulgar, but their marquee said the previous time where I was up there, it's all throwing shade since 1989 or something like that. And they have, the marquee is, it's small, sweet, and full of puns. Oh, I know that.
It's very punny.
Yeah.
Puns, bro.
So, cheers out to them.
Cheers out to them. All those things. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. Who deserves cheers?
Turn Up the Lead, which is Dylan T.
Does he like the Zeppelin?
I think he likes the Zeppelin.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I think he's been a follower for a while in the Perfect Pour, but now he follows the Nick 80.
Oh, now he's following the real juice.
Yeah. Cheers to Steven from Zach's Brewing.
I know that dude.
He brought me some cool beers we had over the 4th of July.
Oh, I can't wait for next year's 4th of July when I can sit at Zach's Brewing and look at all the people that are at Tioga. I'm like, man, that's a lot of people over there.
Invite only at Zach's. Yeah. And another cheers to Loyo for all the cool swag, the Drake's Brewers calendar
hooked
for 2017. Up.
We got more Drake stickers in the studio.
Got some stickers. The Drake's kickback. I kicked off my happy hour with kickback this week. It was nice. I think this, what is this? Raccoon? Foraging Raccoon is my favorite of the episode.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The episode.
And this is an episode with field work all up in it.
This is true.
Man, that's saying something. What do you think of this wavy? Stillwater is wavy.
It's waving down my throat.
Ooh, it's waving nice.
Catching waves.
Notice we have...
It tastes like laundry, fresh laundry smells.
That's fine.
Wow. This is on all... I think this is an all ale show.
Ales, bro.
Not one stout or porter in here.
Damn it, I'm out of here.
Sorry, bro. They're all aging. We got like a whole shelf of aging stuff just sitting there.
Asian stuff?
No. Well, that'd be fine, but I said aging stuff.
Sure you did. Sure.
Damn it. I'd love to have a show for all the things. Well.
All right.
All right. So your favorite of the episode is, you're saying, the foraging?
Foraging raccoon.
I think mine's the Hazy Train. I think Hazy Train's going winning it for me.
Dun 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 dun.
Matt, can you pick out one?
I'm torn between raccoon and painted gold.
Ooh. Both very good.
That Hazy Train was a good, what do you call that? Runner up or a
yes.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
There we go.
Those are all good. So follow us all on social media. Bearded Brewer 87. That's Matt. The Nick 80. Mm-hmm. That's Nick. Mikey Topor. That's myself. And the show is Perfect Pour Pod. So everyone, be safe. Have fun. Do all the cool beer things.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week on the Perfect Pour Sunburn.
All the times you got me late. You were the darling of the beer world, like a song that never played.
Maybe you had four Shermans when he wrote this song.
Hoping you come back again. Don't hold on, the wind's too strong. Wait so long here for you. Gone so far, my beer, my star. Where you are, I wait for you. Nelson, where are you? It's been torture, hoping we will meet again. All of the hops went to St. Archer, now you've gone just like the wind. Hoping you come back again. Hoping you come back again.
Thanks, Paul.